Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got a couple of special in-studio guests. Mike and Amy Lezikowski joining us from the 11-day Power Play, which is coming back. You know, I know a lot of people who played in it last year got the notification that, hey, now is the time to sign up and start thinking about if you want to take part in it next year. You know, being a part of the team and joining the effort, and you really might want to take part and get on it, because you guys, you've seen a lot of people already jump on that application, haven't you?
Yes, we have. In a day and a half, we received 50 applications from the community, so we're very excited.
And there's how many shifts?
There's about 100. Last year we had 164. So, and those 50 applications also included a lot of teams that were taking up both sides of the ice. So technically that's about 100 teams already, 100 sides of the ice. We're halfway there already. So get your applications in if it's something that you want to participate in.
That's incredible. And it's an application this year because there are so many teams who want to take part. You know, last year we saw even more teams be able to take part. And as this grows and grows, there's only so many hours in 11 days.
Yeah, the first community shift, we had 120 teams, and then we had such a demand on the second year, we actually turned it from a four-hour shift to a three-hour shift to accommodate the 164 teams. And this year, you know, it's still going to be 11 days, and we're not making it less than three hours, so there's not going to be much more opportunity to extend it much more than what we're at right now.
Well, you know what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go out there and play for 13 straight days, set a new record, and then we're going to extend the community shift. That's where this is going.
It's possible.
So you guys have done so much good in the community through the 11-day Power Play over the course of the last 3 years, and now already building on to the next year. Can you give us an idea of how much money you've been able to raise, and not just for Roswell Park, but for some of the other charities as well?
Yes, we have raised, our community through the 11-day Power Play has raised more than $4 million for cancer causes in our local community, including Roswell Park, Camp Good Days, and Make-A-Wish. This year, we're adding Children's Hospital, the Pediatric Center for Cancer and Blood Disorders program, which is a collaboration through Roswell as well. We're very excited to add them, and we hope to raise more money this year.
I'm always amazed at the amount of kids who are able to, just from the 11-day Power Play, go and take part in the programs that Camp Good Days has.
Yeah, so we've sent over 200 kids to camp in the last 2 years, which is we're really proud of. And same thing with Make-A-Wish. Each year we've given, first year was 20 wishes, this past year is over 20 wishes. So it's really rewarding.
And that's an awesome experience for those kids. But then it's also a great experience for everyone who takes part in the 11-day Power Play. Over the last couple of years, I love being able to go out, and I'm amazed at how many people who I know but didn't know actually were taking part in the event, because, you know, they're on a different day than I was playing, or a different shift somewhere. Yeah. And it's amazing how many people you meet who are like, oh, yeah, I played in that, and we were 3 a.m. on Saturday, or we were, you know, 2 in the afternoon on this day or something like that. All over the place, and you instantly kind of have that in common, that bond. It's another way to meet people and have something in common in Western New York.
It is, and to actually be able to know that those dollars that we raise support our local families is really incredible. And I think, you know, I think people want to contribute, and this is an awesome way for hockey players in our community to do that. We have men, women, and children who play ages 11 and up. Our oldest player last year was, I believe, 76 years old. So there's no limit. You know, the sky's the limit with the event, and we hope that we get more kids and more women out there as well.
It's all age levels, all skill levels, too.
Correct.
You know, don't think you have to be going out there blazing speed every day. I mean, you can go out there, play at your own pace.
Exactly. And to your earlier point, it is truly a community shift. We get all walks of life out there, every level, from pro to guys that haven't played in 20 years. And that's kind of the fun part of it, like reunions, high school reunions, college reunions. I'd play with a group that I played with as youths, and we wouldn't get together other than this, and we had such a good time. And those are the best. That's the best part of it, seeing people come together and raising the money. So it's been really great.
A lot of companies, local companies, have gotten involved. So we encourage corporations to get a group of people from their company to come on out. It's a great team building experience, we're finding. Yep. Every company who's been involved has come back each year.
Yeah, we've noticed that around here with a group of people.
You guys know.
Work around the radio stations, you know, whether it is that reunion or team building activity, or maybe it's a family who all plays together.
Yep.
There's a lot of cool ways to get involved. And it's not just the shift on the ice, but in the fundraising efforts too, you know, that requires a lot of teamwork. And that can be fun too, because when you're raising money for a good cause, you're left with a pretty good feeling afterwards.
Yeah, it really is rewarding. I mean, we're so prideful of this event. We literally started this thing 4 years ago thinking we were doing one event. And we from that came this. And this is the third year for the community shift. And we've been contacted actually by other NHL cities, and we've already engaged in some conversations in that. So don't be surprised as time goes on here, you're going to see the power play community shift grow into other places.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. This has to, obviously the initial game, the record-setting game, got a lot of attention, but just the effort, the amount of money you've been able to raise for good causes and how it brings people together in that hockey community, other places have to be interested in what you're doing here in Buffalo.
Exactly. As we all know, the hockey community is an amazing group of people. They're the ultimate teammates, and you know they pull for each other. Our community is that way in general, but hockey players, for whatever reason, you know, there's a certain characteristic in most hockey players that's a little bit different than others, and this event kind of brings that out, which is pretty cool.
And if you're not a hockey player, there's other ways to get involved. We have sponsor opportunities on our website, 11daypowerplay.com. This year, we're excited to announce that Clever Method, who's been a partner with us since we began, awesome, is our presenting sponsor. And there's also going to be opportunities for volunteering. We're going to open that up in February. So if you don't play hockey, you can still get involved in the 11-Day Power Play.
And tomorrow night, a good opportunity to show that 11-Day Power Play pride at the Sabres game.
Yes, Hockey Fights Cancer. It's our favorite game of the year. It's a way to show the community that the 11-Day Power Play supports those impacted by cancer. Wear your jerseys, wear your apparel, and join us at the draft room, which is right across from the parking ramp at KeyBank Center. There'll be drink specials for those who wear 11-Day apparel, and we're hoping to get a good crowd to show our support.
Once more, before you guys head out, important days that people need to know if they want to take part for next year?
So July 9th to the 19th at Lecumbe Harbor Center. Our dates have changed slightly. We're a little bit more in July, but we're excited to be able to play hockey in the summer.
I think a lot of people are. It's a little harder to find that ice time. Well, hey, thanks so much for you guys for coming in. I'm sure we'll do this again in the future.
Thank you.
And just a reminder for everybody, get those applications in, because already so many people have jumped on the opportunity. You don't want to miss yours.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.